The motorcade ushering the body of former President Ronald Reagan to its final resting place has arrived in Simi Valley, California. The 40th president died Saturday at the age of 93, and this is the last leg of a long journey. This morning in Washington, his body was taken from the Capitol Rotunda to a service at the National Cathedral, and later to Andrews Air Force Base. We'll hear about that in just a moment. First to Southern California, where a sunset burial service is just about to begin at the Reagan Presidential Library. Reporter Rachel Miro of member station KPCC joins us now from along the motorcade route. Rachel, you've been traveling up and down the motorcade route. What's the scene like there today?
Well, it's actually quite festive, if you can believe that. Folks are out here to pay their respects. Many watched the funeral service in Washington, D.C. on the television. And people I've talked to here say that they want to create a visible scene for the Reagan family to see just how much love and support there is for them as they make their way up to the library.
And you're fairly close there, it sounds like, to the motorcade. Has it passed or is it approaching you?
Not yet. You can hear the rumble of motorcycles in the distance. People are getting a little bit antsy and excited. Who knows? It could pass in the next few minutes.
And the service that is set to begin not long from now, what can you tell us about that?
Well, there'll be some familiar faces for the family. The Reverend Dr. Michael Zenning, who a home pastor for Ronald and Nancy Reagan, will give the invocation and speak later in the ceremony. The children of Ronald Reagan, Michael, Patty, and Ronald, will be speaking words of remembrance. And then much of the rest of the ceremony will involve traditional military honors and music. If you can imagine, My Country Tis a Thee, performed by the U.S. Air Force Band of the Golden West, a 21-gun salute by the 11th Marine Artillery Regiment, and three volleys of musketry by the U.S. Army Firing Party.
We didn't hear from the Reagan children earlier today in Washington. It sounds like this service is smaller and a bit more intimate than the service at the Washington National Cathedral.
That is expected to be the tone of the day, although there will be other dignitaries of Hollywood and political fame sharing the evening event with the Reagan family, including Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor of California, and his wife Maria Shriver. Also, Margaret Thatcher expected to be in attendance.
Rachel Miro is a reporter for member station KPCC in Los Angeles. Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you.